I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Club and Sanctuary, and we continue our discussions on the continent of Africa, and today we discuss the gold that Africa is so famous for. You know, historians tell us, and they tell us correctly, that in the year 1324, Mansa Musa, who had become a Muslim, determined to travel to Mecca, and he traveled with so much gold that when he arrived in the Arab world, he disturbed the price of gold and international commerce for many years. And Mansa Musa is immortalized in history because of the gold that came from Mali. That gold is gold that has defined Africa. When in the 15th century the Portuguese had started their explorations and they were moving across Western Africa, and they arrived in what was then known as Ghana by different definitions and different names, but then not officially Ghana, they found so much gold that they named the place Gold Coast. That name Gold Coast remained until the year 1957, and it attracted many countries. The Dutch were there, the British were there, because there was so much gold. Gold, this mineral that has become so important, then defined trade for a very long time. It was not only restricted to Ghana. We know that it was to be found, as we already know, in what is now Mali. It was to be found in what is now Burkina Faso. And gold is aplenty in different parts of Africa. We now know that gold is to be found in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Gold is found in Tanzania. Uganda has found her own gold. Rwanda has found her own gold. In Kenya, there were little products which were gold related. Indeed, we have some local names that corrupted the name gold, called Ikolomani. That is how gold was present in the continent of Africa. The question then is, who has benefited from that gold? Your typical Africans who are mining gold, who are using it as a precious metal. You'd find it in the households of the kings in Benin, amongst the Akan in Ghana, amongst the Ga people. You'd find it amongst the Mosi people. You'd find it amongst the Malinke. Gold was something that was traded in that way. You'd find it in the households of Bunyoro, Kitara, and the Baganda, and the Monomotapa Empire, and even amongst the Zulu in Nigeria, and amongst the Pedi in Nigeria. But with the advent of colonization, and prior to that, with the advent of European exploration, some of the things that attracted the latter-day colonizers was gold, among other things, because gold acquired currency that was unique, so that the many currencies in the world were pegged on gold. The value of gold was something that never changed in the dramatic way that we now know of the fiat currencies. And they started forming companies. Anglo Gold Ashanti, operating in Ghana. Anglo American, Barrick. All these companies are now indeed the major players, the Stillwaters in South Africa. And we now know that gold has become an important factor and a player in the African continent. Let us look at the continent of Africa and see how gold has become very important. Look at South Africa, which is famous for gold. If you look at the origins of Johannesburg, and you look at some of the names, you look at how the Dutch immigrants who came to the Cape of Good Hope made their fortune. It was because of gold. If you look at the foundations of the stock exchanges at that time, it was because of gold. And if you got to, you leave South Africa and you go to Ghana, which was the more organized, even before she regained independence, it was gold. And when she regained independence in 1957, we know that the companies such as Anglo-America, Anglo-Gold Ashanti, were companies that were trading largely in London. And it is because of gold. When you visit the Democratic Republic of Congo, it is because of gold. So gold has remained a constant valuable mineral. Indeed, until 1972, even the American dollar was gold pegged until the fiat currency during the administration of Richard Nixon. But we know that every major country wants to hoard gold. And if you look at some of the countries that have the largest quantities of gold in the world, particularly in Europe, they don't have a single minefield of gold. Ask the French whether they do. Ask the British whether they do. Ask the Dutch whether they do. Ask the Swedes whether they do. They don't. But they stockpile gold because they are looking to the future. Which also justifies the question, for whose benefit is the gold mined? And how much gold is mined legitimately? We now know that almost 42% of the gold that leaves the continent of Africa is illegally mined. And it finds its way in the souks in Dubai, and it finds its way in Qatar, it finds its way in Switzerland, it finds its way in Hong Kong, it finds its way in Shanghai, it finds its way in Paris, it finds its way in London, most of it being taken away, even in war environments or environments that are conflict prone. That is the fate of most of the gold that we now see in the Sahel in Mali. That is the fate of most of the gold that we see in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which then is smuggled through different countries, so that the countries where gold originates from do not benefit as much as it does. I remember when the Tanzanian President John Joseph Magufuli came into power, he discovered that one of the gold mining companies in Tanzania had not paid taxes for 14 years. And what did he do? Is to demand that they pay tax and to demand that there must be value addition so that Tanzania can make its own bullion gold. And that fortunately is now happening in Tanzania. Recently in the Sahelian region in Mali, the Mali administration said, we are not going to allow you to take our gold in its raw form. We are going to ensure that that gold is processed here. The same has happened in Burkina Faso. So what we are now beginning to see is the realization by a number of African countries that for far too long, the gold has been taken away in illegitimate ways and through illegitimate avenues, and the countries do not benefit. Yet we know that gold, like all minerals, is a finite product. What is then happening in the African continent, which then justifies our source of joy? That while until now, many of those critical players that have been present in the gold market have been companies that are incorporated outside of the continent of Africa, or if they are in the continent of Africa, there is a majority or major shareholding of foreign companies. We are beginning in Africa to make demands that the resources be retained and that the shareholding and the trading be conducted in the continent of Africa for the benefit of African countries. Indeed, if you look at the top 10 trading companies in gold in Africa, 80% of them are from the conceptual West, either from Canada, if you talk about Barrick, they are from Australia, they are from the United States of America, they are from the United Kingdom, they are from different parts, and the Chinese are present in this arrangement. And this is something that is beginning to stop, because African countries are now beginning to demand that the technology that is necessary be transferred for purposes of ensuring that in the not too distant future, African gold begins to benefit African peoples. And, you know, when we talk about safety in gold, we remember in South Africa, we have had many accidents because of artisanal gold mining. We have had similar accidents in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So this gold that Africa has been famous for, it's the time now to ensure that it is utilized for the continent of Africa. And it is important that African stock exchanges begin to trade in gold. It is important that the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, that the Nairobi Stock Exchange, that the Dar es Salaam Stock Exchange, that the Accra Stock Exchange, that the Lagos Stock Exchange begin to deal with gold and set up gold as a standard. Indeed, I dare say that Africa moves towards the creation of a single currency. One of the ways in which gold can be given its pride of place is to peg that currency on gold, because Africa has it in quantities that are unrivaled by many countries in the world. So it all started from Mansa Musa in 1324. It destabilized the world economy. It destabilized the minds of many people. They came into the continent of Africa, but I dare say that gold, which was a destabilizer, can now be a stabilizer. And it can only be a stabilizer when we begin to do what we must to give it the significance that it has, to ensure that Africa does not export ore and then benefit from pittances, but Africa refines gold and uses what gold gives for the benefit of our people, to improve the quality of the lives of our people. Africa can regain her golden years through the use of gold, remembering always that gold, like all minerals, is a finite mineral. And if we don't control its mining and we allow people to take it away and stockpile it, we will be surprised if one day we have no recoverable resources and our gold is gone. Gold is gold. Let us make Africa golden again. You know, when we talk about Africa, we can never finish, but we always need a rest. That is why we take it, and we see you next time as we continue the conversation. Thank you.